The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Blezer, Reish Kollel of the North Miami Beach Community Kollel, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The sugya here in the top of the Amud discusses the melacha of lisha, making and kneading a batter. And as we'll see, lisha is actually a melacha, even though we don't necessarily make dough and knead in that sense on Shabbos. But there are many cases where lisha comes up on Shabbos. For example, making egg salad, making tuna fish, even other examples the place can discuss, mixing jelly into yogurt, and there are a lot of cases in a regular household where we would be faced with the melacha of lisha. Therefore, I wanted to take out some points from the Gemara itself into halacha lemaisa. The top of the Amud starts off with a yisoid in lisha that if you make a shinui, it's mutter. What's a proper shinui to do it in an abnormal way? So what's considered abnormal, what's considered a shinui from the regular derech in order to be potter from lisha? This wouldn't be considered the melacha of lisha. Amarchizda ayad ayad means you do it a little bit at a time. So this is the first shinui that we're introduced to, of doing a little bit at a time. And the place more bothered, the mafarshim more bothered, what is this heti, you do a little bit at a time? You're doing less than a shir? Chati shir asar min ha-tayra. You're not allowed to do less than a shir of an isar. Less than a shir is also included in the isar of the daraisa. So there's a mafarshim, the machoikas between the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah and the Biur Halacha. What is the yisur of the heti of al-yad, al-yad? The Mishnah Berurah says that the yisod of the heter of ayad ayad is that it's derech achila bekach. You're only preparing that which you need to eat. And therefore, it's just considered part of the food, part of the eating process. You get your food that you need, whatever you need to eat for this particular meal, and that you prepare it and you eat it. It's not considered a melacha because you're not preparing large quantities. Rather, it's just considered part of the food, part of the eating process. Chazon Ish says a little bit of a different hesber. Chazon Ish says that itself, that the derech is to do a lot, and you're doing a little bit, is gufa shinui. It's not the normal way that you would actually do this particular malacha, and therefore, it's pater. Therefore, it's considered a shinui. Whereas, a different, for example, for the shir to write of ksiva is two oisias, and a person wrote one ois, one letter, you wouldn't say, well, the derech is normally to write two. Each one stands independently of the other. Whereas in lisha, you're making one big batter. Apparently, the Chazon Ish holds that the amount that you do actually defines the malacha, and if you're doing less than that, it's a shinut. The Gemara continues and says, also some sort of mixture, and zimun, the Gemara says, that you're not supposed to mix together. Here the Gemara distinguishes between two types of mixtures, a thick mixture and a thin mixture. A thick mixture would be aser, a thin mixture would be mutter. And even the thin mixture, which is mutter, is hud mishani, you have to make a shinui. And here the Gemara offers a different type of shinui. Hechi mishani, Amr of Yosef, during the weekday, you would first put in the liquid and then the solid. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, switch it around. Put in the solid and then the liquid. The Gemara offers this new type of shinu, but the Gemara says clearly that this shinu only helps by a blila ova, by a blila raka, I'm sorry, by a thin mixture, a thin batter, and not by a blila ova, not by a thick batter. And the question is, why not? After all, what's the shinui we're discussing? We're discussing the shinui of switching around the order of how we placed the materials together. That would apply equally in svara to a blila ova as it would to a blila raka. To a blila raka as it would to a blila ova. So why wouldn't this shinui be enough to be matir the lisha of a blua of a thick batter? The answer is, obviously, that really this whole gemara is a little bit of a chiddush. Why is shinui mutter in lisha? Shinui is also in all the other melachas. You can't write with your left hand. I mean, it's mutter midiraisa, but it's also midirabanan. Why is shinui mutter here? The answer is that shinui is only mutter when what you started off with was a melacha derabanan. So therefore, by blila raka, if what you're creating is a thin batter that you could pour, Chazanish says, pour from one cup to the other, so b'chiyai gavna, a shinui would help to say that it's completely permitted. But where you're dealing with the blila ava, a thick batter, in such a scenario, the lisha would be an issa d'araisa. Where the isser is an issa d'araisa, there we don't allow the shinui to be mata you at all. And that's the basics of the sugi over here, is that if you do a blila ava, the shinui of switching the order wouldn't help. A blila raka, it would. And the shinui, the Gemara also taught us about the shinui of doing a little bit at a time. Now, la'alacha l'maisa, the poskim do say the following, that there are some types of shinui, which is a shinui gomer. It's a complete shinui from the actual derech of the malacha, and such a shinui would be mutter, theoretically, even in a blila ava, under certain circumstances that we'll say. That example is, if a person mixes it, shesi ve'erev, instead of mixing the materials with their spoon and going in a circle and mixing it back and forth, rather what they do is they take a spoon or a fork and they go shesi ve'erev, crisscross, in a crisscrossing type of movement, and each time they just pick up the fork, take it the other direction, and crisscross the entire time until it's entirely mixed. That's a shinui, which is mutter under certain circumstances, even on a blila ava. But let's explain a little bit. Let's add to the explanation until we get to some halacha l'maase in the last few minutes. The Gemara brought down before on Amud Beis a machlokes tanoim, whether the iser of lisha is only in the mixing of the batter, or is it even in the pouring in of the liquid? Just pouring the liquid itself could be lisha. The place can say that we have to be choshish, and we have to be machmer for that shita, that even just pouring in the liquid is usher, and it's included in the isser of lisha. So there are two stages in lisha according to that shita. There are two opportunities, quote unquote, to be over the isser lisha deraisa. One could be over the isser lisha mideraisa, either by pouring in the liquid or by mixing it. That being the case, if one would want to make a lisha with a shinui, he would have to make a shinui in both stages, both in the pouring and in the mixing. Therefore, what the Gemara says here, that switching the order is a shinui, that's really primarily a shinui just in the pouring, in the combination of the two ingredients. But when it comes to actually mixing it, that's not a shinui. You would need a second shinui. And the shinui of that you'll do later is not going to be a shinui in the pouring, in the combining of the ingredients. Therefore, you would need a shinui in both levels. The Gemara says over here that for a blila raka, you're allowed to mix and change the order. But not by a blila ava. That's because it's not a shinui gomer. It doesn't really change the entire surah of the malacha. And therefore it's not going to help for a blila ava. However, the place can say that there are some cases that we do not have to be machmer for the opinion who holds that mixing in the ingredients together is an isser. We could rely on the opinion that says that the whole isser of lisha only starts with the lisha itself, not with the pouring in of the ingredients. According to that Manda Amar, it would come out that even by a blila ava, you would be allowed to pour in the ingredients together. And then, as long as you actually mix them together, b'shinui, shasiv erev, will be mutter. Aye, the Gemara says over here, not like that. The Gemara says that for a blila ava, for a thick batter, you cannot mix the ingredients together, even if you switch the order. That's because that Gemara is going with the opinion that there's an isser of combining the ingredients. So therefore, you would have to make a shinui in pouring them together, and that's not a complete shinui to be matter, and it's a deraisa of blila ava. But la halacha, in the cases where you could be makel, we don't have to worry about that opinion, and therefore we could assume that the entire isser of lisha is just mixing them, not combining the ingredients. And when it comes to mixing, we do have a shinui, which is strong enough even to be matar blila ava. So let's give an example. The place can say that if you're going to make a food for a tinnik, for a small child, or a specific kind of food that you cannot make before Shabbos, for example, guacamole, which is an avocado mix. Apparently, if you make that mix before Shabbos, sometimes it tends to get brown, and people like making it right before the meal. So can you mix the avocado with the mayonnaise? So the place can say, since you wouldn't be, it is a big tzarech to make this food, you can't make it before, or it's for a child, you don't have to worry about the fact that you can't change, that the Gemara says changing the order is not sufficient to shinu, because we don't have to worry about the man da'amar, who says that there's an isser in combining the ingredients. So now that we've skipped over the step of combining the ingredients, and the ingredients are combined, now all we have to do is mix them together. For that, we do have a shinui that would suffice even for a blila ava. Again, the example I gave was a guacamole and avocado mix, which is a blila ava. You would be allowed to do that as long as you would move the fork in the shesiv air of motion, in the crisscross motion, that would be permitted. Or, for example, you would put oil into the avocados. Same idea. You wouldn't have to switch the order, as long as you, if you have a real tzarech to do it, you would be allowed to just move it in a crisscross fashion. There's another very important case, and heter, which comes up. For example, egg salad or tuna fish, like we started with. When you mix egg salad and tuna with mayonnaise, you're doing the melacha of lisha. So that should be aser. And it's a blila ava. And the Gemara says blila ava is also even with a shinui. And they stay fine. There's no reason why you can't make it Erev Shabbos. So what would be the heter to make egg salad on Shabbos? The place can say the following. What did we say? We said, why is it that the Gemara says you can't make a shinui and blila ava? Because we're concerned that combining the ingredients, when you pour in the chaymetz, the vinegar, together with this shisoim, you're being over the Isra of Lisha immediately on a deraisa level, because you're making a blila ava, and just combining the ingredients themselves is the Isra. It's true, once you've avoided the combining of the ingredients, and you're talking about mixing, that you can mix crisscross and that would be okay. But you can't even get there because you have no way to be mata you in the first stage of just combining the ingredients. Say, the place can say a very, very geshmaka svara. When you combine a thick liquid, like a mayonnaise with eggs, or mayonnaise with tuna, by you putting the mayonnaise on top of the tuna, you haven't combined the ingredients yet. Because the mayonnaise doesn't mix in and seep in automatically into the tuna or the eggs. The mayonnaise stays on top. So therefore, if a person wants to make egg salad with mayonnaise, they would be allowed to put the mayonnaise together with the eggs, because there's no stage of mix of pouring, of combining the ingredients. You put them in the same bowl, and they're still separate. It just, the whole lisha is only the second step of mixing them together, and therefore when you mix them together, as long as you mix them in a crisscross fashion, will be mutter. We don't have time to get involved in the details of the crisscross, but a person should be careful to make every movement back and forth, and then it will be permissible. However, let me point out that to make egg salad with oil, or vinegar, with oil, I guess, that would be awesome, because there the oil seeps into the eggs right away. And you're back to the Gemara's problem that we have in our Gemara, that a blila ava, a thick batter, a thick mixture of eggs, for example, eggs and oil, that you've created a thick mixture, you can't rely on switching the order, and therefore it's going to be usr. A baby bottle, for example, where you mix formula with milk, that could be considered lisha of a blila raka. There, as long as you switch the order, the way you do it during weekday, that would be mutter, because that falls under blila raka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.